105. WGCH News Center time is 8:52. Fourth Thursday of the month means State Representative Harry Arora of Greenwich. Representative Arora, good morning. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony, and a very good morning to all your listeners.
All right, we've got a bunch of stuff to talk about, not too much time. Utility reform. Tell us what's happening there and what may happen.
Yes, it's a hot topic. We know what happened 2 weeks ago with Storm. The outages were unacceptable. And on top of that, you know, there has been a rate increase, which the utility implemented in these very difficult times for our constituents and our residents. So the PURA, which is the regulatory authority, had suspended the rates. And so this week, we are having hearings in the legislature. There were hearings with the regulatory authority, which is PURA. And now today there are hearings with the Energy Committee, tough questions are being asked of Eversource management as to why these outages lasted as long as they lasted, what we need to do in the future to fix them, and possibly a new legislation to make some changes here.
What would you like? Are you in the camp that would like to see some sort of breakup of Eversource, or what would you like to see happen?
No, I think that's, I am not, I still believe in private enterprise, and I think the scale of Eversource, we don't want to jump the gun. Perhaps the discussion is maybe done, but I think the most important thing is we need to control our costs. And we need to make sure that the reliability is increased. So there are twin objectives which our constituents, our residents, and I are focused on. Number one, reliability of the grid. Number two, our cost structure. We pay 24 cents a kilowatt hour. Guess how much they pay up down in Texas? 12 cents. How much do they pay in New York? 17 cents. So we pay amongst the highest utility rates in the country. That has to change. Now, we can blame and we can penalize, but most importantly, we have to go to the bottom of this and say why. Because we do have the nuclear plant, which produces power at a very reasonable 4 cents a kilowatt hour. Then why is it that we are paying 24 cents a kilowatt hour for a reliability where a 60 miles an hour storm can put us out for a week? So there are tough questions that need to be asked, and there's enough blame to go around for every with a number of sources, and most importantly the utility company. But also we need to figure out how is the tree management going to be around here, because a part of the problem is that we have trees which are old and have not been taken care of, and with a storm like what we had, they fall on power lines. So we need to make sure that in conjunction with the utility, we fix those. So there's a number of things we need to do. And yes, there is going to be a role for our legislation, but what shape that legislation is going to be will look like, and whether we do it in a special session next month or later, is still up in the air.
All right, school reopening. What role would the legislature play here?
So that's the really big topic on everyone's mind. Will be able to open them safely? Now, the state has set some robust guidelines. Fortunately, the Greenwich school system is going to open in person for elementary and middle school. That's the current plan. And for high school, it's going to be a hybrid, which is 2 days on, 2 days off. I think there's some good steps being taken locally, but we need to do more, perhaps. And I think the state has put some guidelines on. I think it would have been more helpful to provide more technology help, and we are advocating with the state and the Department of Education for that. But I think a lot of good things have happened here, and I am very positive on the fact that we are going to reopen school in person, and I'm quite optimistic that with the precautions we take, and I encourage all parents and all families to take these precautions very seriously, so that not only do we open the schools, but also keep them open throughout the semester or throughout the season, because that's really the worry a lot of parents and families have voiced to me. Is this, yes, the schools are going to be open, but can we make sure that they stay open?
in a couple of months, a little more than that, is Election Day. What's happening on the legislature to ensure safe balloting, absentee ballots, the post office controversy, et cetera, for people to be able to vote securely on Election Day?
So Tony, the legislature passed, we passed a law last month on absentee ballots, which gives every single person in Connecticut an option to ask for an absentee ballot, to request an absentee ballot if they, for COVID reasons. Now, I think it's well, my job and your job becomes more important to explain to everyone how this process works and how to plan out for the absentee ballot, because the challenge with absentee ballots is that a large number of ballots either do not get returned, either because once they are, the ballot is received, you know, the voter does not sign and send them back, or they send them back too late. So the history is that, you know, we lose a number of ballots in the process, whereas the in-person voting, once a person shows up, you know, the vote is cast. So I'll be working very hard to explain the process and what anyone who avails themselves of the absentee option has to do is plan out a few days in advance. Send back your ballot. The ballots will be available 1 month in advance, so early October. And there is what needs to be done is if you avail yourself of an absentee ballot, send the ballot back soon so that it gets there on time. And we will be doing a lot of work to make sure that everybody knows the process and is able to get the voting done in a safe manner, whatever way they prefer.
All right. State Representative Harry Rohrer, thanks as always for your time. We'll talk again next month and see if there's a special session going on at the time. Thank you for your time this morning.
It's always a pleasure, and I look forward to next month.
State Representative Harry Rohrer. WGCH Newsletter Time is 8:59.
Partly sunny for today with scattered showers and thunder.